So we're now joined by MLSsoccer.com, Sam Staiskal. And Sam, how are you?
I'm doing well, guys. How about yourselves?
Very good. Well, Vancouver is talking right now about this Carl Robinson dismissal. A lot of people were surprised at the timing of it. What is your reaction to this as well? Because you cover this game as closely as anybody.
Yeah, I was surprised by the timing as well, if not necessarily surprised by the decision. I thought Robinson would be out at the end of the year, whether that would be a firing or a dismissal or him choosing to walk away. It seemed like the writing had been on the wall there for a while. I am surprised, though, like you guys were talking, that it happened with five games left and with the team still fighting for a playoff spot. Seems kind of bizarre for it to happen now. I still haven't really heard a full explanation on why it happened when it did. But I guess we'll see. That'll probably come out here in the next few days, I would imagine. But yeah, a little bit surprised by the timing for sure.
Watching this team from a distance, because I know you're not in Vancouver, Sam, the Caps have, in Robinson's tenure, been a playoff team three of the last 4 years. They haven't gotten any further than the Western Conference semifinals, and more often than not, they, if not are in the playoffs, are right in and around the playoff bar. Do you feel that he probably could have been given to at least when the team was officially eliminated from playoff contention? Or do you think that maybe the writing was on the wall for such a long period of time that they easily could have pulled the trigger sooner?
I mean, I think by his results, he definitely could have merited staying until the end of the season for sure. That being said, they have some difficult games coming up here. They're at the Galaxy this weekend, at Toronto FC, who will probably be out of it, potentially eliminated by the time they play them, but that's still no easy task going across the country and playing at a talented Toronto team, and then Kansas City, and I think LAFC and Portland to close out. So that's five pretty solid teams and a few away games in there. So maybe they kind of view this as a chance to spark the team coming off of a couple of straight losses. But yeah, I mean, the timing to me, I don't really understand it. I mean, I think if you wanted to take issue with the way the Caps have played under Robinson, I think that's totally valid. I've certainly been no huge fan of the style that they've employed through the years. I think we saw that kind of come to a head last playoffs in the series against Seattle, which was just some really dour soccer. But when you're talking just in terms of results and where Vancouver finished in the standings under Carl, I don't think you can really complain too much about that. So it just kind of becomes a matter of priorities. And what do you want? Do you want, are the results the only thing that matter, or does what it look like matter a little bit to you too? And clearly, I think for the Caps, it came down to both of those.
You're listening to Reach Deep. We're joined by Sam Staiskal at MLSsoccer.com. And Sam, we just heard Kendall Waston comment about, you know, he was shocked and he's kind of contemplating his future and whether he wants to stay with Vancouver. You know, for a lot of North American soccer fans or North American sports fans, we don't realize how big of a deal a manager is in the soccer world, right? A lot of times players will join teams because of the manager rather than the club. What kind of game changer could this be for the Whitecaps in terms of retaining or acquiring talent, obviously depending on who they hire as their next manager?
I mean, it'll be huge for that, right? And that's the case with any time a coach comes or goes. But when the way the Whitecaps have it structured, where Carl Robinson kind of had final say over players and personnel and was the main guy responsible for going out and recruiting those players, it'll be felt a little bit extra. And I think that's kind of interesting, too, because you look around on a lot of the teams around MLS, and not every single team is structured that way. A lot of teams have a GM or a technical director or sporting director, whatever you want to call it, but they have a guy who's sitting at the top of the organization and is kind of in charge. He'll work with the head coach, obviously, on who they bring in, but he's the one that sets the agenda. He's the one that creates the long-term vision. He's the one that builds the infrastructure in terms of academy and USL and all those different types of things. And he kind of runs the show. Vancouver, that really hasn't been the case. There seems, and this is me coming from afar, but there seems to be a little bit of a vacuum there where Robinson was in charge of kind of the player side of things and recruiting and deciding who he wanted to be on the team, which is fine. But it seems like the infrastructure part of things and kind of the strategy and the vision of, okay, what do we want to be and how do we want to go about achieving this beyond just kind of, all right, let's be fast on the wing and hit teams on the counter while not being really that strong defensively this season. Beyond that, there doesn't really seem to be a whole lot in terms of a long-term vision there. So I think whoever they bring in next really needs to have a clear plan for that and for how they want to kind of achieve that. I think that's kind of the key thing for the Caps here moving forward. Because when you look at the most successful teams in the league, they all have that identity. They all have that clear vision, and they all have that strategy to get there.
A few more moments with Sam Stayskull from MLSsoccer.com joining us here on Reach Deep, Randeep Janda and Joey Kenward on Sportsnet 650. All right, you follow the league as closely as anyone. I know, not being in Vancouver, there's probably some names that soccer fans in these parts haven't heard of as far as a possible replacement. What's the rumor mill like around the league as to a potential new coach coming here to the Caps?
Yeah, so far it's been, I guess, quieter than the ones around the LA Galaxy and San Jose Earthquakes jobs, which, given the timing of everything, I guess, to be expected. Mark Dos Santos, who's an LAFC assistant, a Canadian from Montreal, he's been linked with the job in the past. I would expect him to be in the mix as a candidate. Caleb Porter's been a hot candidate this offseason, and really since he left the Portland Timbers. I'm not sure he would go to Vancouver. He's kind of talked in the past about maybe not wanting to go to another Cascadia club after he left the Timbers, just given the rivalry and everything there. So we'll see. I would definitely expect Dos Santos to be in the mix, though, as well as probably a few other names from around the league, and potentially a few from outside, too. The Whitecaps are kind of they're an interesting team in a lot of different ways. I think a lot with the Canadian teams, that just coming from an American perspective on my end of things, they tend to operate a little bit differently and have a little bit more of a global scale than the American teams in MLS, at least in my opinion. So I'd expect them to kind of look internationally as well as domestically for whoever their next head coach is going to be.
Sam, there's been a lot of discussion about the Whitecaps and the way they operate. They're not a team that's going to spend with the New York City FCs or the LA Galaxy, but you know, Bob Leonarduzzi, who's the president of the Whitecaps, has mentioned that they want to operate like the Philadelphia Union, the Columbus Crew, the New York Red Bull, and the fan base is kind of saying it's time to rethink that. Do you think the Whitecaps will ever be able to compete even with like the Atlantas of the world, where they spend money to make money and produce a younger team that is thinking a little bit different these days?
I mean, I don't see them going out and spending the kind of money that Atlanta or LAFC are spending, both on transfer fees and salaries. I don't think that's going to be the reality of Vancouver unless there's a big-time change in ownership, and I don't see that happening anytime soon. So while I get griping about that and I get wanting that, certainly, from a fan's perspective, I don't think it's realistic, so I wouldn't hold my breath there. That being said, I mean, I heard Bob Leonarduzzi's interview. I think it was from yesterday. I listened to it earlier this morning, I believe, on your guys' airwaves. And him referencing the Crew and the Union and then the Red Bulls as potential models for the Caps. And you can be like those teams and have success. 100% you can do it. But as MLS continues to grow, as more money comes into the league, that's going to become harder and harder. And if you want to be one of those teams, you are going to have a clear strategy and a clear model, and you're going to have to invest in that. If you look at what the Union are doing, who, by the way, the Union don't have a great track record in terms of success. They're doing fine this year, and they're in the U.S. Open Cup final tonight. But they've invested a ton of money into their academy. I know that's something that the Whitecaps have done, but I believe that's something they're kind of restructuring a little bit right now. If you look at Columbus, they have one of the best coaches in the league who's able to define a style, and he's been really, really good with his player recruitment and fitting his players to that style. And then if you look at the Red Bulls, again, similar to the Union, they have a great academy set up. They're drawing from one of the most talent-rich regions on the continent in New York. So they have that luxury that Vancouver doesn't really have. And again, they've been able to define a clear style on the field that works, and they've been coached really well where their players can go out and execute that style at a high level. So again, all three of those teams have that clear identity. They have that clear strategy, and they've been able to execute on it, at least to an extent. Certainly Columbus and the Red Bulls have done it really well. Philadelphia seemed to be getting there. And Vancouver can go do that, but they need to do it smartly, and they need to kind of do a good job and be committed about it and have that clear vision if they're going to achieve that.
Sportsnet 650.